I think that's what brings people life and joy is that connection with each other. And I think the more that we can do that, whether that's at work or at home in our families, really brings joy to people's lives. You know, it's something that I work on with the students that I work with. We do team building activities when we go on a trip to build that community before we even started to see patients. Working on it at the hospital where I'm at in the different departments and improving communication and things like that. And I think it just really helps when you have that connection with each other.
Welcome to the Raising the STEAM podcast, hosted by M. Ross, where we're dedicated to raising the STEAM leaders of tomorrow. Discover inspiring stories, lessons learned, and actionable insights from the worlds of science, technology, engineering, art, mathematics, and medicine. Connect with us and a community of dedicated parents, educators, and STEAM supporters at RaisingTheSTEAM.com and at RaisingTheSTEAM on social media. Together, let's ignite curiosity and drive change.
Welcome to the Raising the STEAM podcast. I'm your host, M. Ross. Today, I'm here with Dr. Kelly Holder, an excellent doctor whose commitment to community is very impressive to witness. Kelly, it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm an OBGYN. I practice, obviously, obstetrics, gynecology. I've also specialized in addiction medicine as well. I am a mom to 5 kids, from 10 is my youngest to 22. So it's a busy house.
And what's your academic background?
Yeah, so I went to undergraduate, where I did my bachelor's degree was in cross-cultural studies, which I quickly learned, there's a lot to learn there and not a lot of jobs. but it was a great starting point for me. So then I, just to kind of give you just background, from there, I went on and worked in public health for a while, worked with the WIC program. And during that time, went on and earned my graduate degree, master's degree in maternal and child health. Specialized in infant feeding, lactation. During that time, I decided that I probably really wanted to go to medical school. So started pursuing that because my undergraduate was cross-cultural studies and not science background. I had to go back and take all of the prerequisites like physics and organic chemistry and all those fun things, math even, I think statistics. And then went on to medical school where I went to Virginia Tech or Virginia College of Osteopathic Medicine. And then I did my residency training at ECU in Greenville, North Carolina.
Okay. And you mentioned it was an osteopathic medicine program. So that's a little different than the, so when you finished, you ended up with the doctor of osteopathic medicine, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I'm a DO, and DOs essentially do the same, treat and diagnose and manage medical conditions as MDs do. We tend to have a little bit more focus on holistic health and prevention. We also learn some physical manipulation techniques that can help with the muscular skeletal system and help to do some adjustments and things like that. A lot of DOs go into primary care, but not everyone. We specialize. There's DOs in every specialty, surgical fields as well. I wanted to go that route because I had worked in public health and just really appreciated that holistic and preventative health component. And really feel like that kind of incorporated that. So, yeah.
Okay. And so, you had a bit of a nonlinear journey. So, what were some of the challenges you faced in that?
Yeah, well, yes, I did. One, I think, like I mentioned, I had to go back and take all of my basic science courses again. So thinking about, is this something that I really want to do? Go to medicine? Is it worth doing all those other classes again? So that was, I actually was pregnant with my second one when I took physics, and I remember doing some of the physics experiments and different things and being eight months pregnant. So yeah, there's definitely some challenges with family and coordination of schedules and things like that and studying. But I think that also gives you a different perspective. And, a lot of times when someone has had another area or field that they've been in, and they gives you a little bit more of an idea of what you really want to do and what you want to pursue.
Yeah. So, I mean, as someone who did have a non-traditional route into medicine, what advice would you give people who are considering a career change, especially into a field as demanding as medicine?
Yeah, I would encourage you to make sure it's something you want to do. If you find something that you love and are passionate about it, it's definitely worth it to go back and to go back into school and change that, the direction that you're going. Don't do it for money. Mm-hmm. But like I said, like something that you just really are passionate, really enjoy.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. And it's interesting because, a lot of people are saying that similar thing. I mean, there's so much work that goes into both medicine and other technical mm-hmm. fields. And if you're just doing it for money, you're going to have a really hard time.
Yes.
that's the truth.
Yeah.
And what would you tell parents who have kids who might be interested in medicine? Do you think that they should encourage their kids to pursue other interests they might have and see if they want to come back into medicine? Or would you encourage parents to advise their kids to go straight into medicine if that's where their main interest lies?
Yeah, I would encourage them to explore both, explore other areas, other fields, explore medicine. There's so many different things that you can do in medicine, so many different specialties and there's just a lot of options. So the more you can explore, the more you can figure out what you really enjoy, what brings you joy in life. That's really what you'd want to pursue.
And, reflecting on your career switch, what would you do differently knowing what you know now?
I knew you were going to ask something along those lines. One thought I've had is just doing it earlier. On the other hand, I don't know if I'd have the same perspective if I had done it earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else I would do differently. I had a lot of support with family and friends going through medical school and having a family. I'm thankful for that. I don't know that I would change that. Probably doing my math class during college instead of the skipping all the math and science the first time around would have made the process a little faster. Yeah.
So did you always have in the back of your mind you wanted to be a doctor? Or is that just sort of what made sense?
No, I didn't. I avoided all the math and science the first time around during undergrad and just took like the basic general ed requirements and didn't think this is where I would end up. And when I was working in public health and working with some women's and children's programs, thought, I think I want to do obstetrics and gynecology. And so I ended up obviously going to medical school and that was my favorite rotation. Absolutely loved it. So
who or what was your biggest influence in choosing to go that route?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I don't know if there's any one person in particular. I think in my field of OBGYN, there's just an incredible opportunity to impact women, which impacts families and communities. And I really, enjoy that aspect or that piece. A lot of women, a lot of people are open to, health education. They want to be healthy during that time in their life. And so there's a great opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. And so you work with medical students now, right?
I do. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. how's that playing to your career?
Yeah. So that's, I love it. It's a great opportunity to see, be reminded of where I started, what things I hadn't done before, and, you know, just the excitement that's there sometimes. But it keeps you on top of things. It keeps you on top of new research, new information, new ways of our current ways of diagnosing and treating. There's definitely, you know, a lot of questions come up. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I just actually got back from Dominican Republic trip, where we took about 15 or so students down there and ran clinics for 5 days. And it was a great opportunity, not only to serve that community, but for students to be able to start learning and practicing some of their skills and to see things for the first time. Whether it was, we saw chicken pox, which we don't always see in the U.S. anymore, but saw, you know, some things like chicken pox, the opportunity to do some suturing on lacerations and wound care and things like that. Just a refresher and reminder why I went into medicine.
In your introduction, I talked about your incredible commitment to community, something that's not just evident in your professional life as a doctor, but it seems to be something you care about just in how you live. So you and I, we met in the martial arts class, and from the first day in the class, you were extremely welcoming. You organized communications for our class, brought people together outside of class, and you even invited my family and other families and individuals into your house for Thanksgiving with your family. I mean, it's clear to me you place a high value on building and nurturing community, from your family to your pets to what you do for work every day. I'm just really curious, what inspires your commitment to bringing people together?
You know, I think that that's what brings people life and joy, is that connection with each other. And I think the more that we can do that, whether that's at work or at home, in our families, really brings joy to people's lives. You know, it's something that I work on with the students that I work with. We do team building activities when we go on a trip to build that community before we even started to see patients, working on it at the hospital where I'm at and the different departments, and improving communication and things like that. And I think it just really helps when you have that connection with each other.
Is that something that you just are naturally born thinking that way, or is it
based on your... actually it's probably the opposite, to be honest. I usually am one that's a little more introverted and you know, kind of hangs back maybe. But I've seen the value in connection. And so I try to encourage that in other people. I see that value in improving communication and how that affects how effective people are in their jobs, or, you know, just whatever they're project may be that they're working on. So it actually has been a challenge for me, but the more that I do it, the easier it's gotten and the more I enjoy it.
Now, that's interesting. It's interesting you say that, because I would have never thought that wasn't just your natural thing. I just figured, okay, you know, she's just sort of a, I don't know if I would describe my impression of you as extroverted, but more so just, I don't know, people person type.
Yeah, no, definitely not, but it's grown on me.
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's because you have taken that approach. I mean, I wouldn't have met some of the people that I met, and those connections wouldn't be there. And those things sort of multiply, you know, they sort of grow exponentially as each branch branches out in of its own, and those branches, you know, and so forth. So I think it's really cool. I mean, I'm glad you do that.
Yeah. You know, I just had an experience last week. You had mentioned the martial arts, and before we took that class, I had never watched UFC fights before or anything. And turned out one of the medical students that was on the trip with me to the Dominican Republic, I found out that he enjoyed UFC. And And so we just had a good connection there, you know, out, which is, I think, really helpful outside of medicine, finding some of those common interests.
So, I mean, there's been a lot of news lately about how AI might affect all fields in the future. How do you think advancements in AI might affect the field of medicine?
That's a good question. I don't know if I have the answer. You know, I think my hope is that it will help with some of the documentation types of things and save time for physicians or providers so that they can spend more time with the patient or less time doing administrative tasks, which none of us enjoy. That's not the field we went into. You know, I think there's always a limitation to some of the electronic things or to AI and where that line is. I'm not sure where it will fall yet.
So, I mean, your experiences were a bit unique, and it seems to be a result of a little bit of, you know, just your actual experiences up until that point, and then obviously you had to have the aptitude to get through the courses. In general, though, what do you think is more important, nature or nurture, when it comes to people being successful in the medical fields?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's a combination to a certain degree. I will say I have never been top of my class, so it's definitely been a lot of work for me. But it's definitely possible. You know, I think for people to put the work in, you know, I used to wake up. I had several children during medical school, and I would go to bed with them and then wake up at 3 a.m. when it was quiet, in order to study, because I knew I just had to put some of that extra time in. So I, you know, it's probably a combination of both. But it's definitely, definitely doable if you want to put that nurturing in.
Now, if you could go back and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give to young Kelly?
I would tell her to just find what she really enjoyed and to go after it, regardless of what other people think. You know, I don't have anyone in my family that's in medicine. So when I was considering or thinking about it, I obviously was a little bit older. But even at that point, still a lot of, you know, questions from people, whether it was the right choice or right decision. And I just would encourage, I guess, myself or other people to find something you love and go after it, regardless of what, you know, other people might be telling you.
Absolutely. Well, Kelly, it's been really awesome speaking with you, and I actually learned some things that I didn't know about.
Wonderful. Well, it's nice to be here and talk with you and just share, you know, my path to medicine.
Definitely. And thanks again. It's been great having you here. Take care.
All right.